下午要跟大家一起来查考藏宝的比喻。
This afternoon, I have to share with you the parable of the treasure.
我们请看马太福音。
Let's turn to Matthew.
第三章。
Matthew chapter 13.
马太福音十三章四十四节。
Matthew 13, let's begin with verse 44.
十三章四十四节。
44.
天国好像宝贝藏在地里，人遇见了就把它藏起来，欢欢喜喜的去变卖一切所有的，买这块地。四十五。
45.
天国又好像买卖人寻找好珠子，遇见一颗重价的珠子，就要去变卖他一切所有的，买了这颗珠子。天国好像宝贝的。
Now here says the kingdom of God is like a treasure.
有个实在是太宝贝了。
It's really very very
precious. 那为什么是宝贝呢
？Why is it such a precious thing？
因为天国的道理、天国的美好啊，当然对某些人啊是很珍惜的。
And of course, if you think about the truth and the wonderfulness that it contains, it will be very precious to some of us.
那对某些人呢、啊，他不认为是宝贝。
Well, to others, they might not accept the same point of view.
那这个宝贝到底是指着什么
？So what does it mean by having this treasure?
我们请看以赛亚书。
Turn to Isaiah.
二十八章。
Isaiah 28.
以赛亚书二十八章十六节。
Isaiah 28, verse 16.
以赛亚书二十八章十六节。
Isaiah 28:16.
所以主神如此说：看啊，我在锡安放一块石头作为根基啊，是试验过的石头，是稳固根基、宝贵的防脚石啊，信靠他的人必不致着急。
Therefore thou sayest to the Lord God, Behold, I lay in Zion a stone for a foundation, a tri-stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. Whoever believes will not act hastily.
这块石头啊，可以作为根基。
Now this stone serves the purpose of a foundation.
那马路上有很多的石头。
If you go onto the road, you will see many rocks on the
side. 盖房子的人啊，他就从卖石头的人那里讲，就买石头来做根基。
And of course, when they build a house, they will inquire from the masonry, to use them as foundation.
众石头当中呢，只有一块石头是很特别的。
Now, out of all these different rocks in the world, there's only one that's very special.
当然，不会看的人，每一块石头都是一样。
Of course, to us without knowledge, every single rock looks the same.
啊，请问大家，你们会不会看石头呢？
Then do you know how to tell the differences?
会看的请举手。
Those who knows how to tell, please raise your hand.
啊，你们都没有信心。
You don't have any faith.
再问一次，会看的举手。
Those who know how to tell, please raise your hand.
会看啊，我们看这一块石头很宝贵的，怎么不会看
？Right here, we're talking about this stone, which is very precious. How can you not know how to tell?
我们有圣灵帮助，现在已经奥秘揭开了。
Today we have the Holy Spirit, and the mystery has already been revealed.
这一块石头很特别的。
This stone is very different.
为什么呢
？Why?
我们看看是试验过的石头。
This stone has gone through tribulation.
是稳固的根基。
This is the firm foundation.
可以作为防脚石，很宝贵。
Be a cornerstone, very precious.
试验过的石头啊，试验过的。
It's been examined and tested.
怎么试验呢
？How was it tested?
我们看这块石头就指着主耶稣基督啊。
Of course, we know this Christ, this rock refers to Lord Jesus.
啊，主耶稣当出来传道理的时候
，Right when Jesus came out to preach,
他祷告完以后啊，就被圣灵带领到旷野去接受熬炼。
Now, immediately after his prayer, the Holy Spirit lifted him to the wilderness for trials.
接受魔鬼的试探。
To go through the temptation of Satan.
这个试探不简单呢。
Now, these temptations are not easy.
你看各种试探都有啊。
Let's look at the temptation he went through. Pretty much.
你看魔鬼啊说，你若是神的儿子。
Satan quoted by saying, "If you are
truly the son of God." 就可以把这石头啊变成食物了。
It's very easy for you to turn these rocks into bread.
的确，他当然是肚子很饿啊。
And of course, Jesus was very hungry at that time.
肚子很饿，当然就需要食物了。
When you're hungry, you want to eat.
什么都吃。
And anything tastes delicious.
所以人在最软弱的时候啊，是很容易遭受到魔鬼的试探。
So when one is very weak, it's very easily for one to be tempted.
这次去非洲啊，举开这个讲习会。
This time when I was in Africa, as we were holding a seminar.
啊，参加的人就是传道者啊，负责人。
And whoever participated were either preachers or board members.
啊，我们就问他们说啊，你认为哈、啊，人家上课的时候、啊、提到这个试探啊，你认为你啊，这个试探对你来说是什么
？So we asked them this question: What does this word temptation mean to you?
啊，有的人说 fornication 啊，这个奸淫啊，有的人说偷。
So some share with us fornications or robbery or theft.
Stealing, 你看这个
stealing,
偷的话，对他们来讲是一种很大的引诱的。
Now you can see that stealing is considered a temptation to them.
因为他们很穷啊。
Because they live in poverty.
他们不会抢。
They will not rob.
但是他们会偷。
But they will steal.
因为他们有需要。
Because they have their daily needs.
他们很穷。
They're very poor.
所以很自然的，一个人在很虚弱的时候，你又很缺乏，有时候你就动歪脑筋啊去取得。
So it's very naturally for one who's in poverty and in need to steal.
啊，主啊，主啊，当时啊，他的确是神的儿子啊。
So Jesus back then was indeed the Son of God.
他可以把石头变成食物啊。
Of course, he had authority and power to turn rocks into bread.
因为魔鬼一直激动他，你若是神的儿子，做啊做啊。
Because now Satan is challenging him that if you are indeed, why don't you show me?
可是耶稣知道他是谁啊。
But Jesus understood who he was.
好像有时候人会激动我们呢。
Sometimes others might stir us up.
你是基督徒的话，你怎么没有爱心呢
？Today, if you're a Christian, how come you don't have love?
你就把我这包东西哦送到什么地方去嘛
？Then why don't you, out of your love, deliver this package?
拜托啊，你这个行李只有两件，你要回台湾哈，我这个一件哈，你只有一件行李，再帮我带一件。
Sometimes when we go back to Taiwan, people will say, "You only have two luggage."
你若是基督徒有爱心的话，你怎么不帮我带这包行李呀、啊、
？If you so call yourself Christians, why don't you, out of love, carry one more luggage for me?
会激动你呀、
啊。Sometimes they will challenge.
那时候你就很忍耐啊，这个我到底要不要
？Sometimes we face with difficulties.
我是基督徒是对的、啊。
Whether or not I should do this, it is true. I'm a Christian.
啊，你要是被激动的话，你就帮他带这个行李呀、啊、回台湾。
Now, if your emotions are stirred up, perhaps you will accept the challenge.
回到海关呢，哎，刚好警察在那边等你。
When you go through the custom, they're waiting right there.
这是毒品啊，我不知道啊。
Well, this is some illegal drugs inside. Well, I do not know.
因为他说你有爱心的话，你再帮我带嘛。
Because they say if you have love, then why don't you bring this back to a certain?
所以有时候人会激动我们呢、
啊。Sometimes others will stir us.
要激动说你不听到的时候，你很忍耐，哎，我不听你的。
So sometimes, when that happens, we have to hold our
我是也是说，我是神的儿子是不错啊。
Jesus said, I am indeed a son of God.
但是我就不听你耶。
However, I do not have to listen to you.
我不跟你对话。
I don't have to converse with you.
当时那个夏娃就跟魔鬼对话失败了。
So if you can recall, Eve actually had a conversation with Satan and led to her failure.
当时亚当他这个夏娃他也可能心里面有所挣扎，但是要不要听呢
？Perhaps we could assume that she also had this inner struggle whether or not she should listen.
结果他失败了，他听魔鬼的话，他失败了。
As history tells us, she failed.
所以耶稣啊是经过很严厉考验的。
So as we know, Jesus go through intense training and tribulation.
有一次啊，他用五个饼两条鱼啊变饼啊变那些食物啊给五千个人吃啊。
One time when everyone was hungry, he made a miracle out of two bread and five fish.
哇，这是何许人也啊？怎么能够变那么多食物啊给那么多人吃？
Now to others, this is unbelievable. How can he make so much food out of so little?
所以大家都认为这个人不简单啊，是一定是先知啊。
So everyone proclaimed him as a prophet.
我们现在国家就最需要这种人来带领我们来脱离罗马帝国来独立。
Now he was deemed to be the right personnel to lead them out of the bondage of the Roman Empire.
那只要靠他的话，一定会打胜仗。
Now everyone, if they could support him, they would surely have a victory.
这个敌人只要是枪瞄准我们的话。
Now let's think about it. If they point a gun at us,
他一出去啊，这个枪就瞄准敌人自己呀。
Of course, as soon as Jesus goes out, this they will point a gun at themselves. We will surely win.
所以他们就想立耶稣为王。
That's why they want to crown him a king.
哇，赶快啊！你这个是可以当王的材料了。
They tell him that you should be our king and lead us.
耶稣啊，不听从他们。
Jesus refused.
这个是个很严厉的考验呢。
So this is an intense training.
你可以，你拥有。
Now you have it and you could be.
但是你又要把自己降低，你说我没有。
Yet you have to lower yourself and
你是大老板
the whole thing. You are the great boss.
你有很多的公司
you have a lot of company.
你有很多的员工
you have a lot of employees.
大家称你为老板
everyone calls you boss.
当然你配得啊你很高兴啊
of course you're worthy of such title.
因为你很努力啊
because you work hard all your life.
这的确是你的公司啊
this is your career.
啊这些的确是你的员工啊
all these are your employees.
你的确是一个大老板啊
you are the boss and the head of the company.
可是你要把自己降低
but now you have to lower yourself.
这个不简单啊
It's not easy.
所以耶稣是经过严厉的考验。
So Jesus go through intense training.
他考验过了，我们才跟他走啊。
After he gone through his training, we can follow him.
所以耶稣说啊，圣经说啊，他被试验过。
So Jesus, the Bible says after he was tested,
他被试探过，所以他也能够救那些被试探的人。
Because he has once been tempted, therefore he can save those who are tempted.
所以我们跟他走就没错啊。
So it is right to follow him.
那刚开始的人最辛苦啊，第一个人最辛苦啊。
Of course, the leader is always the one that's having to
go through the hardship. 所以耶稣啊，说第一个啊，备受严厉考验的人，他最辛苦。
That's why he was the first one. He had to go through the most suffering.
他受苦啊，所以圣经说啊，他受苦就学到顺服啊。
That's why the Bible says after suffering, he learned how to be obedient.
那我们今天就跟就好了。
Today, all we have to do is follow.
这次我去非洲啊，非洲，我们教会传到非洲的加纳已经大概20年的历史了。
So it's been about 20 years since we have preached to Ghana.
20年以前啊，第一批去开拓的人很辛苦。
20 years ago, our first ministries was very, very difficult.
也没有教会。
There was no church.
那个时候还很落后啊。
Of course, it was still very.
所以他们睡的地方啊都很不舒服的。
So that's why their living status was not very comfortable.
又热也没有电风扇。
They don't have fans and it's hot.
吃的有时候就。那些啊，回到信徒也不会煮。
And the members back then did not really know how to cook.
整只鸡就这样去煮。
They will cook the whole chicken as the way.
面脏还没有拿掉。
They didn't cut the inside.
连那个鸡毛还在上面。
And the feathers still attached.
吃哎，说这是我们从家里带来的鸡。
And they will show this is what we brought from the house.
很辛苦啊。
Very difficult.
可是我们今天去就不一样啊。
But now if you go, it's different now.
他们已经很辛苦的替我们开拓。
They have toil and labor and open up
the ground. 经过20年很辛苦的经营
，20 years of hard works.
以前他们真的是冒着生命的危险
，even to the point of risking their lives.
还有一个传道啊，是冒着在战争的危险啊，去那边看信徒。
One preacher also risked his life during a civil war to save the members.
我很受感动啊
，and I was greatly touched.
他们以前真的是冒着生命的危险
，because they indeed put their lives on the line.
所以我们今天去啊就很舒服啊。
So that's why today we go as latter days, we can enjoy the comfort.
他们回到信徒也懂得怎么招待传道。
They have already getting accustomed as to how to treat the workers.
知道煮什么东西给我们吃。
They already know what to cook.
准备很好的房间让我们睡。
We have a comfy room to stay in.
还帮我们提那个洗澡的水。
They often draw the water for us to take shower with.
所以我们今天去的话就很顺利。
That's why today we go with ease.
可是没有他们那么辛苦的话，就没有我们今天呢。
But had they go through this route of opening our new ground, we would not be the way we are today.
就好像登山的人
，just those hikers.
第一个发现那个道路的人，他很辛苦啊，他要去开拓啊。
The ones who found the trail is often the most difficult ones.
他整路上可能是跌跌撞撞啊，被蛇咬啊，被野兽咬啊。
Because this person has to open up a new path for others to travel.
有的可能冒着生命危险，还会遭遇到土人攻击。
They might go through a mountain.And dangers and attacks from the regionals.
可是以后的人就很舒服啊。
But whoever comes after him will be very comfortable.
所以耶稣基督也是一样。
Same thing with Jesus.
他是一块接受试验过的石头。
Now he's a stone that has been through trials and tests.
所以今天我们只要照他的路线走。
So today all we have to do is simply follow its path.
这没错。
We should be right.
我们照他的路线走，把他当成为是房角石。
If we take him as our cornerstone and follow his lead,
信靠他的人就不。啊，必不着急。
Those who believe him should not be worried.
为什么不会着急
？Why do you have to not worry?
我们知道这条路一定是对的。
Because we know this path is right.
他已经走过来的。
He walked on it himself.
只要有什么问题的话，他早就遇到了。
If any problem, he already dealt with it.
所有的问题都在耶稣身上已经被解决掉了。
All the problem has already been resolved in him.
耶稣已经把罪的问题解决掉了。
He has already gotten rid of the problem of sin.
我们今天只要走这条路。
Today, as long as you walk on this path,
我们做也是一样被解决掉。
Our sins will be removed.
我们做起来就很轻松啊。
It's very easy for us to walk.
我们不是着急。
We don't have to worry.
因为磐石在那里，那块石头已经被试验过了。
For the cornerstone is there, it's already gone through trial and test.
各种情况它已经遇到了。
It's been through every scenarios.
它为我们打下这条路。
He has already paved the road.
但这条路是什么路呢
？What kind of road is this?
这条是路是一条血路啊。
This is the road filled with blood.
我们请看希伯来书。
Turn to Hebrews.
希伯来书第十章。
Hebrews chapter 10.
十九节。
Verse 19.
希伯来书第十章十九节
10:19
弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所，20:20是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体啊。所以耶稣用他的宝血啊，为我们开出一条新的路。
That Jesus utilized his own blood to open up this new path for us.
这条路就是血路啊。
We could call this the path of blood.
所以我们今天所走的人生的道路就是一条血路。
That's why today this journey of life we walk on is often filled with blood.
耶稣已经走过了。
Jesus has been there already.
用他的一滴一滴的血啊，所累积而成的。
And was composed drop by drop of his blood.
所以我们今天依靠他的话。
So those who trust and rely on him.
不要着急啊。
We should not be anxious.
他已经走过了。
He has already been there before.
感谢主啊，我们今天要珍惜。
And praise and thank God, this is something we should treasure.
可是有的人呢、啊，不认为那是宝贝。
And again, some might not agree that it is truly a precious thing.
有的人认为是宝贝。
Some might think it's a treasure.
有时候我们的垃圾啊，就是某些人的宝贝。我们有垃圾。
Sometimes our trash might be others' treasure.
啊，这是。去佛州那，因为我们去那、住一个旅馆，那顺便在旅馆吃饭。
So this time, as I was in Africa, I recall we stay in a hotel, in a motel, and as we were eating.
那他们佛州人不会煮菜。
And the local people do not really know how to cook.
啊，这个餐馆的话，他我叫一条鱼啊，他把鱼炸得哇非常硬啊，咬不下。
So I actually ordered a fish and was fried to the point that I can't really bite down to it.
那时候，因为我的这边的这边叫做腮骨，腮骨，因为我吃啊 beef jerky 啊，所以很硬啊，所以这边受伤。
And because earlier I was chewing a very very hard beef jerky, actually I think I might have hurt my jaw.
所以那个鱼啊，炸得很硬啊，我咬不下。
So of course, if the fish was deep fried,
所以吃了几口又炸得很黑的啊。因为我刚刚看看那个哈、那个旅馆的人啊，他是从冰库里面拿出来之后去炸。
So I actually asked him, and he said, immediately out of after they took out of the freezer, they deep fried it.
所以我就想放弃啊，不吃。
So I decided to give up and not eat it anymore.
那我不知道那个非洲传道在那边一直等呢。
And I could see that the African preachers were waiting for that moment.
那他也不好意思告诉我。
Of course, he didn't want to really approach.
他等一会儿，我都没有什么动静。
And after a while, he seems he saw me not eating. He didn't ask me if I wanted or not.
所以他就回家。
So he went home.
那隔天呢、啊？再过几个天几天以后啊，他才告诉我。
A few days later, he told me.
说那天我一直在等你啊。
Hey, I was waiting for you.
等你把那个不要吃的鱼啊给我。
To give me the unwanted fish.
我要拿回家，我要拿回家给我太太吃。
I want to take it home and give it to my wife.
啊，也给他的孩子吃啊。
And also the children.
我们这个语言，你看谁要那么硬又黑
？Now think about this. Who would be interesting in such a deep fried fish？
大家也不会吃啊。
No one wants it.
因为我们鱼很多嘛。
Because we have many choices.
有些什么清蒸、浓的又好吃。
Many of them are much more delicious than that one.
哪里会吃那个又硬又黑的鱼啊
？Now which one of us want to eat this deep fried fish so hard to bite into？
我们要丢掉。
Of course we throw it away.
还是对他们来说那是宝贝啊。
But to them it's precious treasure.
啊，有一次我们也是吃鱼啊。
I recall another incident. I was eating another fish.
我坐在这边啊，他们非洲传道坐在我对面。
And I was sitting on one side of the table, and they were sitting on the other side across from me.
那吃鱼啊，我们就是剩下一些鱼骨头嘛，
装
成鱼骨头。
What's left are the bones of the fish.
那吃完了以后，我们就鱼骨头就放到盘子上啊。
So we collected the bones on the plate.
我看他的盘子，哎，很干净啊。
So I saw his plate. It was.
我说，哎，那你的鱼骨头呢？
What happened to your fish bowl? It's very hard.
他说已经在这里的。
He said it's in my stomach.
我说赶快为他祷告，说主啊，求你帮助他这个 鱼不要从他胃的。
So I said, sign prayer for him, Lord, please save him from the bones in his stomach.
所以有时候我们的乐事啊，就是别人的宝贝啊。
Sometimes we see our treasure can become their, the treasure.
我们请看哥林多前书，不是这个彼得前书。
Turn to First Peter.
彼得前书第二章。
First Peter chapter 2.
第六节。
Chapter 2, that's 3 verse 6.
彼得前书第二章第六节。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 6.
因经上说啊，看啊，我把所拣选、所宝贵的房角石安放在锡安啊，信靠他的人啊，必不至于羞愧。第七。
Seven.
所以他在你们信的人啊，就为宝贵；在那不信的人，就有话说啊，匠人所砌的石头已经做了房角的头块石头。第八。又说啊，做了绊脚的石头，跌人的磐石。这一块那么好的石头
，such a wonderful stone，
在信的人看来是宝贵。
To those who believe, it's precious。
因为这是耶稣啊，他自己啊，经过很多的历练。
For this is the stone of Jesus Christ, who has gone through much tribulations and trials。
路他走过了
，this path that he has trod on。
这我们只要跟他就可以。
Or we have to simply follow。
可是对某些人来说呢
，but to the other ones, it's a cornerstone。
对不信的人来说啊，反正。成为一个绊脚石。
To those who disbelieve, it's a stumbling block.
可就是你接受还是不接受
？So the question lies whether or not you receive or accept.
所以没有人在辩论说这个石头是怎么一回事的。
So no one is debating what kind of stone this is.
主耶稣啊，在撒种的比喻。
In his parable of the sower,
他说叫撒种。
He said when the seeds are sown,
就看你接受不接受啊。
It's just a simple matter of you accepting.
你的反应怎么样
？Or how your reactions are.
你的回应怎么样而已。
And it depends on your response.
所以有的人就不接受。
Some decided not to receive.
可是在我们今天对我们来讲啊，这是很宝贵的。
But today, to each one of us, it's very precious.
所以我在说啊，这个大家会不会看石头啊
？That's why I asked you earlier. Do you know how to tell the stone?
我们再举一次手，会不会看石头
？One more time. Those who knows how to tell the stone, please raise your hand.
感谢主啊，都会的。
We thank God. Now we know how to tell.
毕业的。
We have graduated.
我们再看回来，马太福音。
Turn back to Matthew.
马太福音十三章
Matthew chapter 13
四十四节
44
天国好像宝贝藏在地里，人遇见了就把它藏起来。这个宝贝是藏在地里。
Now we can see this treasure was hidden in the field.
天国这是神的国。
Kingdom of God is God's kingdom.
神的国在哪里呢？
Where is the God's kingdom?
神的国离我们不远啊。
God's kingdom is very close.
所以有一个少年人来找主耶稣。
That's why one day a young man came to Jesus.
说诫命哪条是最重要的
？Which one of the commandments is the greatest?
主耶稣就告诉他，主耶稣问他。
So the Lord asked him instead.
他回答得很好啊。
Of course, he replied with ease.
主耶稣说，你离神的国不远的。
And Jesus told him, you are actually very close to God's kingdom.
那对我们来说呢，神的国在哪里呢？现在。
And to us, where is the kingdom of God?
在我们内心呢、啊、
It's in our heart.
我们已经得到了。
We have already obtained.
所以在我们的内心。
That's why it's in us.
但是对那个人来说、啊、
But to the young man,
还有一段距离，很近，但是还有一段距离。
But there's still a distance.
为什么还有一段距离呢
？Why is there still a distance?
因为他知道不去做啊。
Because he know yet failed to do so.
所以我们只知道不去做的话，这个天国的福分呢，跟我们就没有关系。
So today, if we only know and fail to do so, we have no part with heavenly kingdom.
那我们要去做，听了以后还要去做。
And today we listen, we must follow by actions.
我们就能够找到宝藏啊。
Then we will find
the treasure. 因为宝藏是藏在地里。
Because it is hidden in the ground.
藏在我们心田里。
It's hidden in our field, inside our heart.
基督耶稣啊，活在我心。
That's why we say, Jesus Christ lives in me.
有一首诗歌说，基督耶稣啊，活在我心呢。
There's a hymn, God's Christ liveth in me.
所以我们已经得到了。
Which means we have already obtained it.
所以那个人遇见了，就把它藏起来。
So when the man found it, he hid it.
遇见就是要去寻找啊，他要去寻找他遇见呢、啊。
So in order to find, you must seek.
放就是要去找，找到了。
Which means you must take the action of finding.
所以要经过一番的功夫啊。
So you have to spend some time and effort.
我们很多人呢、啊，为了信耶稣很辛苦啊，一直找教会。
Many of us before we came to find the true church, we spent a lot of time and energy finding the true church.
所以我们今天能够信耶稣是很极大的福气啊。
That's why today each one of us.Are greatly blessed to be children of God.
我们要很珍惜的。
We have to really treasure.
要很感恩。
Be very thankful.
所以大家要这个喜乐的心呢、啊。
That's why each one of us must have.
弟兄姐妹之间要互相关有这种喜乐的心。
We have to commune among each other and have this thankful heart.
喜乐心一出来的话，我们就微笑啊。
Once we have this heart, we will smile.
不要总是老是愁眉苦脸，这个梦到时候他说啊，怎么大家都愁眉苦脸
？Let's not always put on this frown face. When the friends come, they will not understand.
我们找到了。
We found it already.
以前我们还没信耶稣的时候。
Before I became to believe.
因为我是三岁的时候受洗的。
For I was baptized when I was 3.
那我听我妈妈说。
So this is what my mom told me.
当时我们家里很不平安。
Back then, my family did not have any peace.
因为我的哥哥啊，一个一个的相继死亡。
For my brother, one by one, they will pass away.
所以我死了三个哥哥啊。
So I should have lost 3 brothers already.
想想做妈妈的人一定是很伤心的。
So think about being a mother, she must be very, very sorrowful.
所以那时候我还没出生呢。
Of course, I wasn't born yet.
我妈妈因为事情隔得太久了，所以现在讲起来比较轻松啊。
And of course, it's been a while. That's why to her, it's very easy to talk about.
当时是很伤心的。
But back then, she was in a lot of pain.
当时我妈妈、我父亲啊，他们就到处拜偶像。
What they did is they will go through everywhere seeking for help of the idols.
看看能不能够平安呢
？To see if after they can find peace.
可是没办法。
Unfortunately, they never found it.
所以他们就改名啊。到我的时候，就中间那个名字，我大哥他们叫做叶秋，秋天的秋。到我的话，改中间名字叶文啊，看看能不能得平安呢？
That's why my the middle name of my previous 3 brothers have the name of Cho, which means autumn. But when it got to me, they switched the character.
我妈妈生我的时候
，When my mom gave birth to me,
我就到了三岁还是不平安。
Even when I was 3 years old, we still have not.
我到三岁还不会走路，还不会说话。
Because when I was 3, I don't know even how to walk or speak.
我背部啊，背部这脊椎啊都流脓啊。
Now I have fluids flowing out from my spinal cords.
那一直流到有时候经常要换衣服。
Sometimes you flow so much, you will wet my clothes.
那我妈妈就说啊，这个拜偶像不行啊。
So my mom said this is not working.
她是想要信耶稣。
Then she thought maybe we should believe in Jesus.
她就不知道去哪里信耶稣了。
And of course, she had no idea where to go.
她也不敢去问别人。
She dared not to ask her neighbors.
她去城镇的时候，看到那个教会啊，她也不敢进去。
When she go to the city, she dared not to go into some Christian church.
很痛苦啊，家里每天都有人生病呢。
And she's in a lot of pain because everyone is ill in her house.
感谢主啊！后来有一个信徒啊，他到乡村里面去卖针线呐、卖杂货哈、用车子脚踏车载出去卖的。
Well, thank God. Later on, there's actually a member of us. We went to the city in the hometown, selling some random stuff on her bike.
那他知道我们的情形，才把耶稣的福音啊介绍给我们。
When she found out about our situation, she preached the good gospel to our family.
然后带领我父母亲啊到教会。
And our parents were led to church.
我们想想，有人为了要信耶稣很辛苦啊。
So some of them actually go through this road of pain and sorrow before they find.
知道要信耶稣才好。
They know finding Jesus is the right thing to do.
知道这条路才是对的。
They know this is the right path.
可是找不到了。
Yet they cannot find it.
我们感谢主，我们今天都找到了。
So we praise and thank God, all of us are here today.
所以像这个人也是找到的。
Just like this man, he found it.
我们今天呢，神很乐意把他的国赐给我们呢。
Today God is very willing to give His kingdom to us.
所以我们要珍惜。
Therefore we have to treasure.
我们要继续保有。
We have to cherish it.
不要让它跑掉了。
So not let it go.
我们还去追求它。
We have to pursue after it.
神的国在我们心里。
King of God is in you and in my heart.
神的国也是应许。
It's also a promise.
那我们要去追求。
Something we need to pursue.
那圣经说啊，这个追求吃的、穿的、喝的，都是外邦人所求的。
The Bible says, if you pursue things of the earth, then you pursue after what to eat, drink, or wear.
我们都不需要求这些。
We should not worry about.
我们只要先求神的国、神的义。
But rather seek for His kingdom, His righteousness.
啊，这些吃的、喝的、穿的
，and all these things regarding drinking, eating, or living.
我们全能的神呢，他。当然知道我们的需要。
Of course, our mighty God in heaven knows what you need.
他知道我们肉体上需要。
He knows our physical needs.
就不需要求了，他知道了。
There's no need to ask. He knows already.
他会赏赐给我们。
If you have faith, He will give it to you.
他会赏赐给我们机会。
He will give you the opportunity.
他会借着人呐、把好的机会给我们。
That through man in this world, He will brought you. He will bring
you this opportunity. 让我们能够得到工作。
So you will have a career opportunity.
让我们有固定的收入来维持我们的生活。
You will have a stable income to sustain your life.
说他会照顾我们的生活。
God will take care of you.
但是最重要的是什么？
But what is the most important thing?
要求他的国，他的义。
The most important thing is you must seek for His righteousness and kingdom first.
因为这个呢，天父很乐意的来给我们。
Because all these He will give you with willingness.
所以最聪明的人要追求什么？
So what is the thing that the smartest man will pursue?
最聪明的人是追求那个必定会得到的东西的。
The smartest man will always pursue the thing that he will surely get.
愚蠢的人就要追求那个不一定会得到的东西。
The one who's foolish will get something he might never get.
所以我们笑这个愚蠢的人好像在做白日梦啊。
So that's why we call them you must be daydreaming.
你做梦是做梦，可是你不一定会得到啊。
Because you dream and you not necessarily get.
所以我们假若是追求物质的话，追求物质的享受。不一定会得到。
So today, if you only seek after this material world, it's not a guarantee that one day you'll obtain it.
你看现在经济啊动荡不安。
If you look at our economy,
有的房子下跌。
The foreclosure of the houses.
你要利用这些来赚钱的话，有时候很难呐、
啊。If you want to make a fortune, all of it, it's not a guarantee.
每一个人都很想成功呢、啊。
Of course, each one of us.
每一个人都很想过得更好的生活。
Everyone wants a better life.
每一个人都想过得更好的享受。
Everyone wants to enjoy life to the fullest.
谁不想呢？
Who doesn't want that?
可你想想，几个人能够真正得到
？I think about it. How many of us can actually achieve it?
大家都想当高官呢、啊。
Everyone wants high status and power.
往上爬
，they go on the social ladder.
可这是金字塔、啊。
Of course, it's a pyramid.
社会上的资源是有限的。
There's only limited opportunity.
没有几个人真正能够爬到最高的。
Not many of us can actually go to the top.
越高越窄。
Of course, the higher you go, the narrower you get.
可在神的国度里呀。
Just like the kingdom of God,
却是不一样。
It's different.
是越走越宽广。
The further you go, the broader it becomes.
你就是一千个人、一百个人来走的话，一样很宽广。
It's still the way it is. Still very broad, regardless it's 10 or 10,000.
因为神的国是无限的。
For the kingdom of God is limitless.
神的祝福是无限的。
His blessings do not have a boundary.
很多来追求的话，神很乐意给我们呢、啊。
The more people that comes and pursue, the happier he's willing to give.
没有先后顺序啊，大家来的话，他都给啊。
There's no priority. Everyone comes and everyone
will receive. 因为神很乐意把他的国赏赐给我们。
Because God's very willing to give us His kingdom.
所以我们聪明的话，要追求那个一定可以得到的。
That's why if you are smart, you will pursue after something you will surely obtain.
就是神的国。
That thing is His kingdom.
神的国是什么
？What is the kingdom of God?
公义、和平、圣灵中的喜乐。
Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit.
不要忘记啊。
Let's not forget.
这个才是最实际的。
This is the most practical thing.
所以这个人啊，他找到了。
So this man right here in the parable, he found and found it.
找到是很高兴呢。
Of course, he was very happy.
因为是圣灵中的喜乐。
For this is the joy in the Holy Spirit.
所以他就啊，找到了以后就藏起来。
And what did he do? He hid it.
为什么要藏起来
？Why did he hide it?
不藏起来的话。魔鬼会来攻击啊！
If you didn't hide in the first place, Satan will come and attack.
魔鬼会把你夺去啊！
Satan will want to take it away.
怎么藏在我们心里？
We have to hide it in our heart.
就那种诗歌说，基督活在我心呢。
That's why the hymn says, Christ liveth in me.
这种信徒就是有根基的信徒。
These members refers to the ones with roots.
不是嘴巴在信耶稣而已哟。
Ones with foundation, not merely a service by name.
从内心到信耶稣啊。
We really believe from the bottom of our hearts.
因为他经常圣灵充满。
Because we often feel by the Spirit,
经常跟神沟通啊。
We often communicate with Him.
用心灵来敬拜神。
We serve Him with truth and Holy Spirit.
所以他很高兴，就把它藏起来了。
That's why he's very happy and he went and hid it.
他都很欢喜啊，去变卖一切所有的。
And what happened? With joy, he sold everything he had.
当对一个明白的人来说啊，是很欢喜啊。
Of course, to one with understanding, it's very joyful.
所以我一直强调。
That's why I keep on emphasizing.
我们信仰就要很喜乐的。
When we believe, we must believe with joy.
我们。是不是有喜乐之心呢？
那 do we really have this joy?
我们信耶稣很不一样啊。
We believe Jesus. It's very different.
神看我们很不一样啊。
Jesus sees us differently.
那我们看自己是什么样的人呢？
How do we see ourselves?
我们是不是看我们自己很平常的人呢？
Do we see ourselves as just a normal being?
还是也是很不一样的人？
Or extraordinary?
有位慕道者啊，才十岁啊，天宝有位慕道者才十岁而已，小女生啊。
Now we have a true seeker girl in Tampa. She's only 10 years old.
他星期六来教会跟大人一起来聚会。
So Sabbath day she came to the church to study the Bible with the adults.
那在聚会当中呢
？In the middle of the service.
她眼睛睁开啊，眼睛睁开啊。
She opened her eyes.
看到信主的人，信耶稣已经受过洗的人。
What she saw was those who were baptized.
头上有光环。
They saw a halo on their head.
那没信耶稣的人，那些慕道者就没有光环。
Of course, they didn't have a halo.
还有一个啊，一个他认为是已经信耶稣的姐妹，头上也没有光环。
And there's also one that she thought was a believer did not have a halo either.
那犯罪会没有光环呢
？Now if you sin against God, greatly, you will not have a halo.
所以我们很不一样啊。
So that's why we are different.
神看我们是不一样的。
God sees us as different.
所以我们不要把自己看成是 普通人。
So we should not see ourselves as normal beings.
我们对神要有信心呢。
We have to have faith in Him.
对我们的身份要觉得很珍惜。
We need to be precious about our status.
神都看到我们很珍惜的。
If God already sees us as very precious,
我们当然要对自己是 很不一样啊。
Of course, we have to have the same concept and treasure our status.
我们得到宝贝了。
Once we retain this treasure,
就欢欢喜喜的去变卖一切所有的来买这块田。
And very joyfully, we can sell everything. We can sell everything we have to buy this land.
啊，变卖必须要有一个过程。
It takes a process to sell.
啊，要有一个改变。
It means a transformation.
啊，变卖有时候你心里会挣扎。
Sometimes, if you want to go through this process of selling, you might struggle.
这个人啊，是很欢喜去变卖。
But right here, you can see he did it with joy.
啊，但是变卖要有时候，要处理啊。
And of course, you must go through some process and procedures.
所以我们人生的改变，我们这个内心的更新也是时候的。
That's why the transformation from within and in our lives takes time too.
因为圣经告诉我们
，For the Bible tells us，
信主以后啊，内心啊渐渐更新呢、啊。
Once you come to believe, your heart should transform slowly.
渐渐更新，像主的形象一样。
To change into that of Jesus Christ.
神是很慈悲的神啊。
Our God is a very merciful God.
神他从来不会对我们有过分的要求。
He will never ask you anything that you cannot bear.
有的人说：“哎呀，圣经这样写，我怎么能够得救
？”Bible says, "How can I ever be saved?"
我做不到啊
！It's impossible to obtain.
有的人想来受洗啊
！Some want to come and be baptized.
哎呀，圣经道理呀、啊，我看那个很难呐、啊，我怎么做得到
？They fit through the Bible and they say it's impossible to keep it 100%.
反正我受洗以后做不到，也是不会得救啊。
What's the point if I come to baptize and I cannot keep all the laws?、
那我干脆不用啊，不用受洗啊。
And I think it's not very meaningful for me to get baptized.
那事实上不是这样子的。
But the truth is, it's not the same.
神是慈悲的神。
God is very merciful.
他永不改变的。
He's never changing.
圣经所写的就是这样子。
This is what the Bible is written. It's always going to be the way.
过分啊、
He will never ask you anything that's unreasonable.
他让我们活在世上。
He allows us to live.
有时间的慢慢更新，每天都进步。
He gives you time day by day. You can do it bit by bit.
只不过我们每天的进步就是100分。
If you can change a little bit every day, that to him is 100%.
我们尽我们心力去做了。
As long as you do it with your heart.
我们就是变成主的眼中看的好仆人呢、啊。
You have been deemed as a good servant in His eyes。
所以耶稣说啊，你这个好仆人呐、啊，你很尽心、很尽忠，可以来到我的国里享受主人的快乐。
That's why God Jesus told His good servant that you are a very loyal servant. You may come into My kingdom and enjoy this peace with me.
所以生命的更新呢、啊，必须要时间。
So the life transformation takes time.
好像这个人很欢喜啊，就变卖所有的。
Just like this man, very happily he sold everything he had.
因此，我们对其他信徒也是。要给他时间去改变呢。
Therefore, to some members, we need to give him time to change.
我们不是希望一个人啊，睡觉一起来以后就马上改变呢。
We're not hoping for a transformation overnight.
要时间呢，慢慢改变。
Takes time to change.
那这个人呢、啊，得到宝贝以后
，Now after this man found it,
他就去变卖。
He sold everything.
啊，这是很自然的。
It's very natural.
因为他看宝贝很重要。
For he sees his treasure as more precious.
当他看这个很重要以后，他自然呢、啊、就要看其他事情就不重要了。
Once he has this mentality, other things will be deemed as less precious.
好像孩子啊，他手上拿个一个旧的玩具。
Just like the child, if he had an old toy,
你给他一个新玩具
，he gave him a new one.
他马上把旧玩具就放掉了。
It's very natural for them to let go of the old one.
因为他这种新的玩具对他来讲是比较宝贝啊。
Because they will like the new one more and more precious.
和一样的，一个人只要是把耶稣啊当成是宝贝。
Likewise, if one deems Jesus as the most precious treasure,
把教会当成是宝贝
，deem the church as the treasure,
把神的道理当成是宝贝
，the word of God as the treasure,
他自然对其他事情呢、啊、就不会那么在意。
It's very naturally, we will look down and neglect the other ones.
所以保罗他说啊
，That's why Paul said,
我现在看耶稣为至宝啊
，I have viewed Jesus as the most price.
啊，其他事情都好像是粪土
，I view the world as rubbish.
我们来看一个记载，约伯记。
Book of Job.
Job chapter 22.
Job chapter 22.
Job 22 verse
21. Job 22 verse 21.
Job 22 verse 21. 你要认识神就得平安的福气也必临到你22
22
你当领受他口中的教训将他的言语啊存在心里23
23
你若归向全能者从你帐篷中远除不义就必得建立要将你的珍宝丢在尘土里将俄弗的黄金啊丢在溪河石头之间25
25
全能者就必为你的珍宝做你的宝银26
26
你就要以全能者为喜乐向神扬起脸来27
27
你要祷告他他就听你你很要还你的愿28
28
你定义做何事你定义啊要做何事必然给你成就你们看认识神的人就会得到平安的。
So right here we can see clearly those who come to understand God will receive peace.
那归向全能者啊，远除不义。
You will return back to the Almighty and depart from iniquities.
将我们的珍宝啊丢在溪河之间呢
？You lay your gold in your dust.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为他认全能者为宝贝啊。
For he has already acknowledged his Almighty One and his gold.
所以连那么很在人间看起来是很珍贵的。珍宝黄金啊，他说能够把它丢在溪河之间呢。
So even gold and silver, which is viewed as precious in this world, he or she is able to lay them aside.
那这个是生命的改变。
Now we're talking about a transformation of life.
这个叫真正生命的改变。
This is a true transformation.
所以我们在讨论说生命的改变是什么
？So sometimes you might ask, what is the transformation? In
生命的改变就像保罗的心态一样。
You can simply compare to the heart of Paul.
以前啊，是把这世间东西啊看得是很宝啊。
Before he viewed the things of this world as almost treasure.
非要它不可。
He has to have it.
我们有的人呢，把电脑看得是很宝贝的，把一些东西啊看得是很宝贝。
Some of us, if we look in our lives, we do, we will all have something that we view as treasure.
当然，有时候这些啊是对我们的生活啊是必须的。
And of course, all these are daily necessities.
但是我们想想，有一天没有这些东西，我们要怎么生活
？Think about this. If one day you lose your necessities, how will you live?
像有的人啊，没有电脑，他不能够活啊。
I'm sure some of us, if we take away our computers, we do not know what to do.
他每天就一定要坐在电脑里讲玩一玩的，看看 email， 回 email， 打 email。
Because every day we have to spend some time on the computer, whether
it's 跟朋友聊天、
emails, chatting or reading news。
啊，现在还有什么那个什么 book 什么 Facebook 是吧
？Or spend some time on Facebook。
我已经是 out of date 了，这个还有什么其他东西的？啊，有的人说是一定要去看那些东西。
So this is something that some of us do daily。
电脑夺去我们很多时间呢。
It is indeed true that computer has taken away our times.
啊，电视有时候夺去我们很多时间。
Even a television steals a lot of time from us.
那我们的生命的更新呢
？But if you want to transform your life,
把耶稣看的是至宝。
You see Jesus as the utmost treasure.
把耶稣看的是第一个啊，第一个 priority.
You put him top one on the priority list.
优先顺序是第一个优先。
He should always be on top of the list.
啊，这样子啊，就很自然的把其他事情呢、啊，看的是其他的顺序啊，不是很重要。
If you do that, then very naturally everything else will fall underneath.
啊，其他东西啊，只是维持我们生活一些必要的而已的。
You realize all these are only
工具，工具
things that will sustain your tool and your life.
那在这上面啊，生命更新以后
，and after your life has been transformed,
他就有能力啊，有能力啊，把珍宝、把黄金啊丢掉。
He has the power and will to throw away this gold and silver.
这个叫圣灵的能力啊。
Now this requires the power of the Holy Spirit.
所以这样子以后呢，就能够以全能者为乐，为喜乐。
By doing so, we can take joy in the Almighty God.
向神扬起脸来。
You can put your face on Him.
那祷告的话，神就要听啊。
And if you do so, God will listen to your prayer.
所以我们经常在讨论说，我们祷告为什么神不听
？Sometimes you question your prayer was to whether or not God answers or listens.
其实祷告神都听啊。
Actually, God listens to all our prayers.
神听啊，但是神会回答，神也会回答。
And he listens, he will reply.
神回答了几种方式。
There are a few ways of God replying your prayer.
第一个回答的方式。
First way of replying.
神就很直接说 no.
Very directly, he will tell you no.
因为所求的不合神的旨意啊。
Because what you ask, you have asked not in accordance with me.
神不加思索就跟你说 no.
So God need not to think too much.
但是我们人呢，很不能够接受这个 no 啊。
Of course, as human beings, this is the least we want to hear.
因为我要这个东西。
Because this is what I want.
那你说 no， 这个不可能吧
？And now you reject. How can that be?
神啊，你不说向你求什么，你不会答应吗
？Oh Lord, didn't you promise everything we ask you should give?
神有答应有回应啊。
Of course, he replied.
神的答案就是 no。
And his reply was no。
说 no 也是一个答案呢、啊。
So no itself is a reply.
但是有时候我们不能够接受。
Sometimes we don't want to accept.
那第二个。
Second kind of reply.
神又说现在还不是时候了。
God might tell you now is not the time.
要等一些时候，因为现在时机不对。
Give it some time because the time has not come.
现在你要卖房子啊，时机不对。
Now if you want to sell your house, right now it's a bad time.
说待一会儿啊，等一会儿再卖。
So take some time and wait a little bit.
说我们要等候神的时候啊。
So we have to wait for that time to come.
但是我们的心很急啊。
Of course, everyone has timelines.
我们希望神就像一部的这个卖汽水的那个机器嘛，你一投硬币还是投一块钱，你就一打哎。一瓶汽水就掉出来了。
Now we hope God is compared to Coke machine that we put in the coins and press the button and Coke will come right out.
我祷告就是它好像放一块钱一样。
When I pray, it's like I put in my coin.
一打马上这个汽水就跑出来。
Of course, out of my expect, when I press, the Coke should come out.
神不是机器啊。
Now let's make this clear. God is not a machine.
神在看哪个时间对我们最好。
He will see which time is the best for us.
他会说慢一点，现在还不是时候啊。
Therefore, he will say, let's wait a little bit.
说第二个可能啊，就是慢一点的、
啊。So second kind of reply is give it some time.
那第三个
，third kind of reply,
神要我们成熟。
God will make us mature.
那不成熟的话，会浪费神的资源呢、啊。
Now if we're not mature enough, we're wasting His resources.
好像那个浪子回头的比喻啊。
Like the story of the prodigal son.
那个浪子啊，就不成熟。
The prodigal son was still very immature.
他破钱给他的产业以后。
Now after he received his side of his inheritance,
他不成熟，他就出去跟朋友乱花。
Because he was young, he went out and spent it all with his friends.
他也不会去找投资公司啊。
He could have invested in some
real estate. 把他放在银行啊。
Or put it in the bank.
他那不会啊，不会
处理啊。Of course, that was not his options.
他只知道跟朋友在一起吃喝。
All he did was enjoy and spend it with his friends.
结果后来受苦啊，钱花光了。
And what he do at the end, he suffered without any money at the end.
那假如他的父亲说，等一等啊。
Well, let's think about this. How did his father tell him to wait a little bit?
等你成熟，要等你30岁的时候。
Wait until you're 30 years old.
你经过人生的历练。
Now you have gone through the trials in life.
我就把这个东西给你。
Now I will give you what you
deserve. 我不是不给你，我要给你啊。
I will give it to you, but let's
wait a minute. 现在不是时候。
Now it's not the time.
因为现在你没有能力去处理。
Because now you don't have the ability to
take care of it. 神爱我们啊。
God loves us so much.
所以现在还不要，等你成熟以后，你比较会处理啊。
That's why he waits until we are more mature and ready.
我再给你。
Then I will give it to you.
那你就真正能够享受啊。
Then you can really enjoy.
那第四个。
The fourth scenario.
时间也对的。
The right time.
要看成熟了。
The right time.
祷告了也合乎神的旨意。
You pray according to His will.
神就给你啊。
Of course, God will give it to you.
所以神会听我们祷告。
So God listens to our prayer.
但是他不同的回答的方式。
But there are different responses.
任何一个方式我们都必须要接受啊。
We have to be able to accept each one of them.
因为神实在是听我们祷告的。
For God really listens to our prayer.
因为这种人呢，的祷告神都会听啊。
Because even such man's prayer, God listens.
他要以神为乐。
He will take joy in God.
因为他认为神就是他依靠啊。
For he has already realized that God is his trust and reliance.
那么宝贵的东西。
The almost precious.
所以他都很珍惜。
That's why he treasures it.
因此我们变卖啊，我们要变卖我们所有的。
That's why we need to sell what we have.
我们要改变我们的观念。
What that means is we need to transform and change our opinions and our attitudes.
让我们生命真正能够得到更新。
So our lives can go through a transformation.
我们看路加福音。
Let's turn to Luke.
十九章。
Luke chapter 19.
路加福音十九章。
Luke chapter 19.
第一节
Verse 1.
耶稣进了耶利哥，正经过的时候，有一个人名叫撒该啊，做税吏长，是个财主。第三
，Three.
他要看耶稣是怎么样的一个人，只是因为人多啊，他的声量就不高啊，所以不得看见。第四
，Four.
就跑到前头啊，爬上山树要看耶稣啊，因为耶稣必从那里经过。第五
，Five.
耶稣到了那里啊，抬头一看，对他说啊，该撒啊，撒该啊，快下来，今天我必住在你家。第六
，Six.
他就急忙下来，欢欢喜喜的啊，欢欢喜喜的接待耶稣啊。第七
，Seven.
耶稣看的。就私下众人看见，就私下议论说他进到罪人的家里去住宿。第八
，eight，
撒该站着对主说主啊，我把所有的一半呢给穷人，我若讹诈了谁，就还他四倍。第九，耶稣说，
Nine.
今天救恩要临到这个家，因为他也是亚伯拉罕的子孙。这边税吏长啊，撒该啊，他信耶稣。
Right here we can see the process of Zacchaeus.Came to believe.
本来是财主啊。
Originally, he was a wealthy man.
他本来不可能不知道耶稣是谁呀。
Originally, perhaps he didn't know who Jesus was.
那这次啊，他把握机会要看看耶稣是怎么一个人。
Now, right here, it was his opportunity to see who Jesus truly was.
他跟耶稣之间有对话。
He had a conversation with him.
在对话当中，他明白了啊，耶稣就是救主啊。
While he was conversing with him, he realized that Jesus is the true Savior.
耶稣啊，接纳他。
Because he accepted him.
耶稣到他家里。
He received him and asked him to his house.
耶稣啊，见到他的内心。
Jesus went into his heart.
耶稣啊，把神的国赏赐给他。
He gave him the kingdom of God.
他得到这个宝贝的。
Once he obtained this treasure,
所以他就很高兴啊。
That's why he's very happy.
他主啊，我愿意把一半给穷人啊。
He said, Lord, I will give half what I have to the poor.
啊，他为什么会当税吏长？
Why is it that he was a tax collector?
因为税吏长是一个敛财、一个很好的职位、一个很好的工作机会啊。
Because it's a very good profession and career for him to earn extra unlawful money.
除了当税吏长，每个人都很知道。税长等于财主。
That's why everyone knows if you are a chief tax collector, you are very wealthy.
所以他很有钱啊。
That's why he has a lot of money.
他是很追求钱财的人，才会当到税长。
Of course, he pursued after money. Therefore, he was the chief collector.
当时税长可能也是他用钱去买的。
Perhaps he bought his status with money too.
所以他是很重视钱财的人。
That's why he placed a lot of emphasis in his wealth.
而现在认识耶稣以后。
After he came to know Jesus,
认识神的国以后，
he came to realize the kingdom of God.
他看这个钱财不是很重要的。
He looked at his money and it was useless.
你看，他说我可以把一半所有的一半给穷人呢。
He says, "I will give half what I have to the poor."
我们能够这样子说吗
？Now, can we say that today?
他说了。
He said it.
我还要把我还要还那些我以前曾经啊讹诈的人呢、啊，给他们四倍啊。
And I will restore fourfold to whoever have falsely accused with four.
他生命改变了。
His life changed.
这个才叫真正的生命改变。
Now this is what we call a life transformed. 改变他的态度，
改变他的想法。
Change your attitude and change your thinking.
以耶稣为中心。
Now you put Jesus as the center.
以耶稣为至宝。
Takes you up to
your treasure. 内心充满了喜乐，充满了希望。
Your heart is filled with joy and hope.
充满着盼望。
Filled with hope.
他人生啊更积极啊。
Now his life is very active now.
他并没有因为把他的钱财给穷了，他就变得很穷。
Now he didn't become very poor because he decided to give all his money away.
他以前啊是很富足，是对哦，在物质上他是很富足。
Now before he was really indeed very very wealthy.
可是他灵很贫穷啊。
But very poor in spirit.
现在是灵也非常富足。
Now it's the other way around.
因为灵的富足啊，他就看清一切。
Because his spiritual wealthiness, he sees all
things. 人真正能够享受是那个灵在享受。
The only true thing we can enjoy is when our spirit enjoys.
物质并不能够带给人真正享受。
Material things cannot really bring you true enjoyment.
东西太多也很麻烦啊。
Sometimes it's actually hassle.
房子大，你看房子大，在座的可能有很多人有大房子的。
If you own a big house,
除非您去请人来清。
Now if you actually hire some man,
你是不是要清呢？要从一楼清到三楼啊。
Think about it. Every time when it comes to cleaning,
每天就是至少两个礼拜的话，每一天你清一楼，你三天每天都有事情可以做。
If you want to clean the whole house, you will find something to do every day.
还要落叶，还要扫树叶的。
You want to mow your lawn, you got to clean the leaves.
你有真正享受吗
？Do you really enjoy it?
这个物质的享受，物质啊，并不能带给人真正享受啊。
Now my point is the material life will not really bring you true enjoyment.
东西坏了，东西坏了，你还去找人来修理。
When things are broken, you have to spend money to fix it.
有时候就很难找。
Sometimes it's hard.
找的时候骗你，欺骗你，等
你坏了欺骗你。And they lie you and take your money away.
有时候你会失去平安呢。
And you lose your peace.
要跟那些人争吵。
Because you have to fight for your money.
所以物质享受不是真正享受啊。
So material enjoyment is not true enjoyment.
只有灵里的享受才真正享受。
Only the enjoyment of the spirit is true.
这句话是对的。
That itself is real.
因为圣经说啊
，For the Bible says，
神的国啊，在乎和平啊，公义、和平、圣灵中的喜乐。
For the kingdom of God lies in righteousness, peace, and joy in the spirit.
所以灵里的享受才是真正的享受。
Therefore, to be able to enjoy the spirit is truly enjoyment.
灵里的富足啊，才是真正的富足啊。
If you're rich in the spirit, then you're truly wealthy.
这个就是人的生命更新。
This is the transformation of one's life.
真正找到宝贝啊。
Once he or she has found this treasure,
我们今天是不是真正找到宝贝了呢
？So today, have we really found this treasure?
我们可以问自己看看。
We should ask ourselves this question.
一起默祷。
Let's pray in silence.